Good evening. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift. I am your host, Renfield Wilson, here to guide you through our program tonight. But I must warn you that these stories are very frightening. So tuck the kids into bed, lock the doors, and pull the covers over your head. We have three chilling tales guaranteed to make you jump out of your skin.
This is Bob McClellan, Director of College Counseling, reading May I Carry Your Basket? Sam Lewis spent the evening playing chess at his friend's house. It was about midnight when they finished their game, and he started home. Outside, it was icy cold and as quiet as the grave. As he came around a turn in the road, he was surprised to see a woman walking ahead of him. She was carrying a basket covered with a white cloth. When he caught up to her, he looked to see who it was, but she was so bundled up against the cold, it was hard to see her face. "Good evening," Sam said. "What brings you out so late?" But she didn't answer. Then he said, "May I carry your basket?" She handed it to him. From under the cloth, a small voice said, "That's very nice of you." And that was followed by wild laughter. Sam was so startled that he dropped the basket and out rolled a woman's head. He looked at the head and he stared at the woman. "It's her head," he cried. He started to run, and the woman and her head began to chase him. Soon the head caught up to him. It bounded into the air and sunk its teeth into his left leg. Sam screamed with pain and ran faster. But the woman and her head stayed right behind. Soon the head leaped into the air again and bit into his other leg. Then they were gone.
Hello, my name is Chelsea Padro, and I am the theater director here at St. Andrew's Swanee School, and I am reading for you The Wendigo. A wealthy man wanted to go hunting in part of northern Canada, where few people had ever hunted. He traveled to a trading post and tried to find a guide to take him, but no one would do it. It was too dangerous, they said. Finally, he found an Indian who needed money badly, and he agreed to take him. The Indian's name was Defago. They made camp in the snow near a large frozen lake, and for 3 days they hunted, but they had nothing to show for it. The third night, a windstorm came up. They lay in their tent listening to the wind howling and the trees whipping back and forth. To see the storm better, the hunter opened the tent flap. What he saw startled him. There wasn't a breath of air stirring, and the trees were standing perfectly still. Yet he could hear the wind howling, and the more he listened, the more it sounded as if it were calling Defago's name. "Defago," it called. "Defago." "I must be losing my mind," the hunter thought. But Defago had gotten out of his sleeping bag. He was huddled in a corner of the tent, his head buried in his arms. "What's this all about?" the hunter asked. "It's nothing," Defago said. But the wind continued to call him, and Defago became more tense and more restless. "Defago," it called. "Defago." Suddenly, he jumped to his feet, and he began to run from the tent. But the hunter grabbed him and wrestled him to the ground.
"You can't leave me out here," the hunter shouted.
Then the wind called again, and Defago broke loose and ran into the darkness. The hunter could hear him screaming as he went. Again and again he cried,
"Oh, my fiery feet! my burning feet of fire. Then his voice faded away, and the wind died down. At daybreak, the hunter followed DeFago's tracks in the snow. They went through the woods down toward the lake, then out onto the ice. But soon he noticed something strange. The steps DeFago had taken got longer and longer. They were so long, no human being could have taken them. It was as if something had helped him to hurry away. The hunter followed the tracks out to the middle of the lake, but there they disappeared. At first he thought that DeFago had fallen through the ice, but there wasn't any hole. Then he thought that something had pulled him off the ice onto the sky. Cut. Then he thought that something had pulled him off the ice into the sky, but that made no sense. As he stood wondering what had happened, the wind picked up again. Soon it was howling as it had the night before. Then he heard DeFago's voice. It was coming from up above. And again he heard DeFago screaming, "My fiery feet! My burning feet!" But there was nothing to be seen. Now the hunter wanted to leave that place as fast as he could. He went back to camp and packed. Then he left some food for DeFago and he started out. Weeks later, he reached civilization. The following year, he went back to hunt in that area again. He went to the same trading post to look for a guide. The people there could not explain what had happened to DeFago that night, but they had not seen him since then. "Maybe it was the Wendigo," one of them said, and he laughed. "It's supposed to come with the wind. It drags you along at great speed until your feet are burned away, and more of you than that. Then it carries you into the sky, and it drops you. It's just a crazy story, but that's what some of the Indians say." A few days later, the hunter was at the trading post again. An Indian came in and sat by the fire. He had a blanket wrapped around him, and he wore his hat so you couldn't see his face. The hunter thought there was something familiar about him. He walked over and he asked, "Are you DeFago?" The Indian didn't answer. "Do you know anything about him?" No answer. He began to wonder if something was wrong, if the man needed help, but he couldn't see his face. "Are you all right?" he asked. No answer. To get a look at him, he lifted the Indian's hat. Then he screamed. There was nothing under the hat but a pile of ashes.
You've been listening to The Graveyard Shift, and I'm your host, Renfield Wilson. Tune in next time for more frightening tales to rattle your bones, right here on WMTN, the scary voice of the mountain.
This show has been generously underwritten by Friends of the Community Action Committee. The CAC is an ecumenical outreach group devoted to assistance of persons in crisis, services related to basic human needs, and is committed to identifying ways to break the cycle of poverty in our community. For more information, contact them at www.stmarkandstpaul.com.